In retrospect, after talking with someone who's really going through a very difficult time and bearing the load of taking care of a parent that is sick, a parent that is in a crisis, and this young lady's having to take care of everything, it caught her by surprise, but I told her it didn't catch God by surprise. And what I wanted her to know, and what I want someone to know now who is in a similar situation, you are being crushed. You are being challenged. You are overwhelmed. As I told this young lady, it's okay to have a safe place where you can say, I'm tired. I'm resenting this. I'm angry. I don't understand. Where is God? Why is this happening to me? Where is my help? And she said to me, Jewel, thank you for giving me that sacred space to tell the truth that I am tired. I am angry. I am feeling overwhelmed. I am feeling like I'm doing this by myself. And it doesn't mean that she doesn't love her parent, but I wanted her to understand that she cannot pour from an empty vessel, that she must take care of herself and she must make herself a priority. What I also wanted her to know, as she told me, she said, Jewel, I'm praying every day, God, guide me, God, tell me what to do. And I said, now be ready, because when God tells you what to do, it may not make any sense. When Moses was told what to do, it didn't make any sense. He resisted it. When the Lord told Noah to build an ark, it didn't make any sense. It was illogical. And when we are asking God to guide us, when we are in a space and a place where we are seeking God's face and we're wondering, God, what should I do? Be very careful that when you ask the Lord to order your steps, that you have the courage to do what thus saith the Lord in your spirit. And I told her, be very careful, because you must not isolate, but insulate. Because we have a tendency, when we are going through the fire, when we're in the valley, when we're in the wilderness, when we're in a storm, when we're in grief, when we are depressed, we have a tendency to pull back and isolate from people. But there's a difference from being isolated and insulating. I told her, as the Lord dictates to you, what you should do, and realize it may not make any sense, you're going to have to guard your heart and armor up, because there'll be people around you that may not understand why you're doing what you're doing. So you must insulate. Make sure that you stay close to people that have that spiritual awareness and that are grounded and centered. So, and people that are not attached to the outcome, not attached to you emotionally, but they're there to see what you cannot see. Because I truly believe that if you consistently ask the Lord to help you when you're in a crisis, you have to be prepared that God may tell you to do something that doesn't make a bit of sense. It's like, really, God? And it's like, yeah, that's the next step. And if we put our hand in God's unchanging hand, if we trust God, if we are prayed up, or what I call pre-prayed. See, a lot of people are only praying when they get in the storm, but to be pre-prayed, prepare and pre-prayer, well, you are able to endure the storm. You're able to continue in the wilderness. You can survive the storm because you are pre-prayed. Too many people wait to seek God and reach out for God and pick up their Bible and meditate and tithe and do all these last minute escape things to get some help, but they're not pre-prayed. So I wanted to share that with someone today that is feeling like this young lady, who is feeling overwhelmed, who is feeling like, God, where are you? She's experiencing faith fatigue, and she needed to have a safe place to tell someone, I'm tired. I am overwhelmed. It doesn't mean I don't love my parent, but right now I am resentful. I am angry. I am feeling alone. I am feeling tired. And I was so glad that I was able to be that listening ear, so that she could release that, so that she could be truthful in her soul and her spirit, so that she could recharge herself. This is Jewel Diamond Taylor. I am a life coach, counselor. I am a conference speaker and author and founder of Women on the Grow. And I invite you to connect with me through email or Facebook or Instagram, or go to my website, jeweldiamondtaylor.com. I would love to come and speak at your conference, your retreat, your church, your Women's Day ministry. My mantle is to help women with their emotional wellness. My mantle is to give those keys, those coping skills, so that you can survive. I feel that I have been given the mantle to help others to dig through the rubble when everything has fallen apart, and dig and dig and find that jewel, find that diamond, find that treasure, and get up once again and have their own personal resurrection. Yeah, that's what I do. I believe I was born to do that. I believe that the Holy Spirit has given me the ability, the skill set, the anointing, the insight, the empathy to help women to navigate this thing called life. Yeah. And just like, I love what Prince said. He said, "Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to figure out this thing called life." And that's what we do every time we come together. And we're getting together very soon for our Sunday flow, for my powerful life enrichment class I'm doing for 4 Tuesdays, coming to Indianapolis and coming to Washington, to Maryland. I started to say Washington, D.C., because that's where I was born. But yeah, I'll be there in the East Coast area. So check out the dates. Thank you for sharing the video. Once you hit the share button, God bless you and stay in the light.